All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My good friend Sandy Williams is on, and I'm very happy that he is. Let's go to the phone lines and Dave from Mequon. Hey, Dave, how you doing?
Good morning, Earl. Good morning, Sandy. Really quickly, in regards with the wages that Sandy's talking about, unfortunately, even though wages have definitely gone up, they're being offset with the inflation in everything as far as fuel prices, food prices, clothing, everything. And so the net result is actually people are making almost 4% less even with the wage increase. And we have, you know, I'm sure Sandy's familiar with this, you know, we have stagflation going on right now as we speak. And that's the worst of all worlds. So basically what's happening is inflation is increasing at such a great rate where essentially where consumer goods and everything else is outstripping the amount of money that people are actually making. The one thing I will say out of this whole dilemma that is going to change rather rapidly, and I've been reading about this, is that manufacturing now has exponentially, since the beginning of this year, have gone to robotics. And robotics will be one of the ways to lower costs going forward because for the lack of workers, you know, people are retired, baby boomers are not working as much, but some of them are coming back to the workforce. But at the end of the day, with the inflation that we have currently, we're making it worse by limiting our supply of access to natural gas, oil, and what have you. And the reason why I say that is, if you look, when the president just said, you know, we're not going to do anything in the Gulf of Mexico anymore. We're going to stop drilling there. We're going to stop any type of drilling in Alaska. People forget that oil is just a lot more than just transportation. It's used with fertilizer.
So Dave, is it safe to say that a lot of what is taking place now in this economy is directed at Democrats and Joe Biden and his policies? Is that what you're trying to say?
What I'm saying is it's a whole combination of different things. Obviously, the war does not help. It does not help the fact that the China was closed down, or Shanghai was closed down for a couple months again. And so you do have manipulation of that going on. But the bigger point is that we are, as far as energy independence is concerned, we have right now, just remember this, the amount of, like the nuclear reactors are going offline, the one in Michigan. Wait, let me finish my point.
Hey Dave,
quick,
I know I got Sandy on the other end, man. You know,
That's all right. Go ahead, Dave.
All right, so if you look in California and Michigan, they just lost their nuclear reactors. They requested an extension on them, and they're being mothballed. And consequently, what's happened is when you take that much power out of the grid, you're going to have to replace it with something. And that something, the price of lithium has gone up 75% because batteries are the future of electric vehicles and batteries for solar panels and wind farms. And the problem is there's a finite of material. That's even less than what of natural gas. So when you look for cobalt, nickel, and some of the other special minerals, there is a very limited amount of that stuff that's floating around. And if you're going to think that you're going to add a billion cars, there's a billion combustion cars, and you're going to switch that over to electric, it's never going to happen without severe consequences to the general public as far as the cost of a car and transportation and everything else. That's a bigger picture.
All right, Dave, thank you very much for the call. Sandy, you want to respond?
Well, it was a whole market basket full of sort of facts, some of them related, some of them unrelated to one another. But, to sort of unbundle it one at a time, the problem we have is that government policies, as we try to control the economy, tend to favor those with assets, as I was saying before. so that when we reduced interest rates to try and drive the economy up, what we did is we drove up the ability to, we made it much more possible for people to borrow large sums of money for the purpose of doing business. And it also, low interest rates drove up the value of assets like stocks, because the future value of a dollar went way up when the interest rate goes down. And so when we end up with inflation, which is the ultimate result of a hot economy, the way we drive inflation down is to take money out of the pocket of wage earners to try and burden them so that they can't bid up the price of everything on the market that is measured by the CPI. And so it's not a fair process. And I'm not sure how we design one that is fair, but it is true that Tom, Dick, and Mary bear the brunt of economic policy, and they don't realize the value of it. When we went to full employment, we didn't start driving the wages up until near the end of that boom period. And even now, the wages are being driven up because of the shortage of workers, because of probably a great deal of it is the result of the change in societal habits during the pandemic. People unwilling to go back to their jobs because they rethought whether they were willing to work for that kind of a wage to do that kind of labor. But that's on the one hand. On the other hand, David wanted to talk about electric cars, I guess, and electricity and natural gas and oil. And there we have a mixed bag. You know, we talk about nuclear plants, and nuclear plants are plants that have to operate all the time, and they become less valuable as we've increased the amount of solar and wind, because what we need is plants that you can turn off and on to react to the issue of whether there is wind or sun available to produce electricity at any given time, and nuclear plants can't get turned off and on. So the value of nuclear plants has actually gone down. I think what Dave did prove is that economic policy is very complicated, and I think the thing that has me that's sort of awakened to it in the last 5 years is a realization that economists have to work hard, I think, on designing some new economic policies that don't place such a social burden on Tom, Dick, and Mary.
You know, Sandy, on yesterday, my wife went to look for a vehicle. I talked to you about it, and got to the dealer, and they don't have any.
Right.
This is to me is amazing, but it's the reality of what we are talking about, and just how deep the supply side situation is going to be. I know I was reading about the Chevy Blazer. And how many of those vehicles are set to roll off, but they don't have what they need in as far as the components are concerned. And there's a 9-month backlog. I mean, all of these things, Sandy, when you put them all together, the price of renting houses have gone through the roof, and the average person, I mean, this is going to be a horrific, painful time. 2008 seems like a lifetime ago, but I don't know, Sandy. This is all the things that you see. You know, this could be as bad as 2008.
Well, 2008 was a nightmare because it involved the near collapse of the financial system, but it was very clear what the problem was. And it was quite a finite, defined problem.
Sandy, hold the thought. We got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
We only got one word. That's all we got. One word. And something's wrong with it. Something's wrong with it. Something's wrong with the good world. Yeah. We only got one.